Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 46, You Are Never Alone. My first assignment was Long Island, New York. I was, quote, full-time, end of quote, which meant that I had an income and didn't have to work an extra job. But expenses in North Carolina and expenses in lower New York State can be dramatically different. Let's just say I had to be very frugal. Nonetheless, I was in heaven. I was single, excited, and ready to take on the world. I would study, put together teachings, plan strategies, pray every day, and then I would head out every night to teach and to be with people and give them all that I could. Long Island, where I was assigned, was a big place made up of Nassau and Suffolk counties, and it was beautiful. Queens was also part of Long Island, but because it was part of the five boroughs of New York City, it was not my territory at the time. Even in 1974, the traffic was heavy. I can't even imagine what it's like now. Long Beach was also part of Nassau County and was filled with mostly teenagers and a few parents, and one of my favorite places to hang out. Talk about culture shock in every way. I was in it up to my eyeballs, from the way people drove their cars, to the way they talked, to the food that they ate, and the passion they lived with. Every day was new, exciting, and a little bit overwhelming. For example, in the South, the Southern way is more, well, let's just say, genteel. My experience growing up was if anyone gets loud or angry, it's on. A fight is about to break out. So picture this. I'm sitting in the kitchen of one of the teenage girls from Long Beach talking about God and spiritual matters, and her dad, a painter by trade, comes home. As soon as he walks in the door, I hear, "Who the hell parked in my driveway? What the hell is going on here?" I was ready to rumble and didn't have a clue as to what was next. The teenage girl just says, "Shut up, Daddy, I'm talking to someone." The next thing I know, he's sitting at the kitchen table with us, having a cup of coffee, and we're friends from that day on. I'm a passionate guy. I love emotion, whether in sports, work, or in life in general. People have commented to me how disciplined I must be to get all the things that I get done. That's really not the case. But passionate? Yes, I'm passionate. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning, and still does to this day. Long Island, as well as Lower New York, was filled with passion. Hot-blooded Italians, people from the Jewish faith, nationalities of all kinds were everywhere. I had never met anyone like these wonderful people living down south, and this was a great experience for me. There were no synagogues in Greenville. I was in college before I met the first person of the Jewish faith. There were people in Greenville with Italian last names, but they weren't New York Italian by any stretch of the imagination. I thrived off of this energy and burned the candles at both ends, as they say. It was not uncommon after our nightly fellowship meetings for someone to say, "Hey, let's go to Hung Fat's and get some Chinese." Now, Hung Fat's is in Manhattan, in Chinatown, and it was already 10 p.m., but we went. If they wanted to stay local, they could go to Umberto's Deep Dish Pizza in New Hyde Park, Long Island, and it was fabulous. There were times when I felt lonely, overwhelmed, and like I was just keeping my head above water. I prayed a lot during those times. I read the scriptures a lot, and I went to God on everything that I could think of. As I've said several times before, I was never a get-on-your-knees kind of guy, but I always went deep in my prayers and conversations with God. and he made sure that I never felt alone. I can't even begin to record all the things that God did for me then and since. But there is no way I could have survived New York or any place else without him.